The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
You may be seated. God bless you. Open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Are you there with me? Are you there with me? Are you there with me? I want to read from the King James Version. And this month of March, we are still talking about faith. The currency for where you succeed in this kingdom. It's not the money that you have. Many people have money but no peace. Many people, I want you to follow me quickly. Many people, they have connection, but the connection has left them stranded. Am I talking to somebody at all? I want you to follow me closely as I talk about the importance of God's word. 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 In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this was when the instructions have been given to them. In fact, the first five books that Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law or the prophets, I came to fulfill it. Are you listening to me? The most important book, the Bible said that the scriptures hang on what? The prophet and the law. The law, it's not really the law like the police or like Nigerian law we say. The law there talks about the scripture hangs on the prophet and the instructions of God. And what did the prophet come to do? The prophet came to tell us to go back to the instructions of God. So the most important thing on earth is God's word. The most important thing on earth is God's word. It's not the United Nations. It's not your father. It's not your mother. And Jesus was the expressed word of God in flesh. The Bible says in John chapter 1, and the word became what? Flesh, and dwelt amongst us. The ministry of Jesus can be summarized with one word, with. Emmanuel, God with us. And is the word that came to dwell with us. But you know what? The truth of the matter is that we have neglected the word. We have neglected the word. Listen, you can say you believe the Bible, but when it push comes to shove, many Christians, ask them, they don't really believe in the integrity of God's word. Especially when you see things going on for them, going wrong for them, and their circumstances are not favorable. We cannot deny the fact that you are sick, but the truth is that God has already paid for your sickness. Redemption. Salvation is nothing missing, nothing broken. He has already redeemed you from the curse of the law. In Joshua 1 verse 8, the word of God said in King James Version, this book of the law, in other words, this book of instructions, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. There is what is called good success, and there is what is called bad success. There is what is called good success, and there is what is called bad success. In developing the faith that works, it is important for us to comprehend the importance of God's word. It's important. You cannot develop your faith by the news that you hear. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And listen to me, it depends also, listen, everything you speak also, you also hear. And that's why you should not speak words that are full of fear. You should speak words that are full of faith. Some songs that even we sing in church, some of those songs, they even negate scriptures. And that's why you must understand that the thing that will work anywhere in your life is the word of God. It is through the word of God that gave. It is the word of God that gave birth to you. It's the word of God that brought creation. And even when Jesus, when God wanted to create the world, you must understand that he didn't have money. What is going to start your business is not money. What is going to start your business is a revelation from God's word. But many of us cannot comprehend that. How can I read Bible and you tell me that that is where the business is? Oh boy, show me how you do it. Why? Because the moment you gave your life to Christ, the thing that the church should be telling you is the importance of the of God's word. That is the first necessary ingredient. The Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The only thing that can build your foundation in this kingdom is the word of God. And that's why God had to tell Joshua, he said, Joshua, look. Don't look at the acts of Moses. You want to know my ways? This is what I want you to do. Let this book of instructions not depart from your mouth. He said you should meditate on it day and night. Day and night. You cannot speak the word of God until you first of all hear it. You cannot speak it. Your life can you cannot produce the word of God from the abundance of your heart until it is first of all enters your heart. The Bible speaking, David was saying, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Many of you say I'm rich. You see, I said today, I said be great, you are the greatest. You only repeat it after me because I am the pastor and I told you, say you are the greatest. But the moment that greatness has, you now know that you are the greatest, even without any good shoes, without any good clothes, as you say I'm the greatest, you will get excited. Because why? What is in your heart is not congruent with what is in your mouth. But most of the time, some people say, I am well. But if you are well, your actions should say so. Your heart should also be in congruence with what you are saying. Yes, sir. All that God is, if you want to know about God, is contained in his word. You cannot separate God from his word. Some people say, I believe in God, but this word is difficult for me to comprehend. God can do it, but can you read these scriptures for you to know that God can do it? It's too difficult for me to read, many people will say. And for you to succeed, many people say this is the perilous time. I laugh. Because it's God trying to shake up the heavens and the earth. Until you know this, he will not let his elect to suffer shame. He will not let his elect to suffer defeat. He will not let his elect. The Bible says in Revelation, because of his elect, the days of suffering will be shortened. I don't know how to interpret, but you must understand that even in the land of Goshen, there was no death recovered. But in the same land, death flourished in the camp of those that were against God's word. If you are against God's word, the first thing that begins to die is that you start dying. Your spiritual life starts dying. If you don't know the importance of God's word, your spiritual life will first of all start dying. And you must understand that creation takes place twice. It takes place spiritually and then physically. It takes place spiritually and physically. And this is what you must understand, that before you see it come to pass, you must first of all see it in the spirit realm. For the Bible says these things that we see, they are temporal. In other words, they are subject to change. There is no invention on earth that cannot be beaten in time to come. It will only take time. Because right about now, people are conceiving some weird imagination in their mind. That's why you are cheating yourself if you live only in the physical realm. The only thing that will make you live in the supernatural is when you decide to base your life on the word of God. To base your life on the word of God. God is not threatened if you are successful. He said it here. For you to be successful, this is what I want you to do. Listen. The appetite for God's word is the thermometer that reads your spiritual maturity. Can I say it again? Your appetite, that is your longing for God's word, is the thermometer that reads your spiritual maturity. You know, sometimes when we say who is more spiritual in church, people say are those that do, that pray, that shout and they pray, and they are in the intercessory. Well, I'm not saying that you should not pray and let people hear your voice. All I'm saying is that you must be able to build your spiritual life based on the word of God. That is, for every circumstance and situation you find yourself, the reply that you give to that circumstance and situation should first of all be not according to what you see, but according to what you see and the revelation from scriptures. Listen, all the problem that you are going through today, we can trace it to something. All the problems you are going through today, we can trace it to something. One, we can trace it to the lack of knowledge of the word of God. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, many of the things that entered your life was not as a result of circumstances, was as a result of what you permitted. It is what, listen, can I say something? What has entered your heart has entered your life. What has entered your heart has entered your life. And that's why you cannot read the word of God like a storybook. The word of God is spirit and life, and it's life. That's why the Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. In other words, the revelation of God's word gives life. Many people have read this scripture, none shall be barren. It made no sense to them because they read it as a storyline. And if you believe that miracles have stopped happening, that miracles ended in the days of the apostles, listen, this word of God will make no sense to you. If you believe that it's only the pastor that can read the word of God and make you to understand, it will not make any sense to you. For all scriptures were given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And that's why the moment you give your life to Christ, the first thing he sends, the Holy Spirit. He comes into you. And that's why when Jesus resurrected, he met the disciples and said, he breathed upon them and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Why? He knows that, because one of the things that you will understand about the teachings of Jesus in Mark chapter 6, they asked him, what kind of wisdom is this? Why? The same Isaiah they were reading, he read it, and all of them were marveled. I'm sure maybe last year they read the scripture, but nothing happened to them. But there is a way you will read scriptures, and because you carry something on the inside, the Holy Spirit, the person of God inside of you, you will not only read it like storybook, you will read it with understanding. What then do we do with the word of God? If the word of God is very important, the word of God is what will build your faith. The word of God is what will build your faith. Then what do we now do with the word of God? If this thing is the most important thing on earth, I submit to you, the word of God and his spirit, they are one, and they are the most important thing on earth. The word of God can produce a wife for you, can produce children, can produce your job, can produce businesses. The word of God can produce nothing from, it can produce something from nothing. Genesis chapter 1. Listen, if you are a specialist in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and you believe everything I'm saying there, you are a world-class Christian. That is the two most perfect scriptures on earth. Every other one are pointing us to it. That's why Jesus will always say, from the very beginning, it was not so. This is not how we planned this thing. Something happened in the Garden of Eden that thwarted it. And every time God was trying to make us go back. Make us go back. Make us go back. Make us go back. Genesis chapter 1. At the end of Genesis chapter 1, after Jesus spoke, after God spoke, he spoke, and he saw that everything was very good. In creating you, he spoke to himself, let us make man in our own image, You don't understand what I'm talking about. Look yourself in the mirror. Is that not your image? Huh? Break the mirror. If another mirror comes, you are not broken. Are you listening to me? For you to break the image in that mirror, you have to break the original. If I am the very image of God, in other words, I'm the reflection of Him. You don't understand? The sun and the moon. Hear this. The sun and the moon. The sun has light. The moon does not produce light. All that the moon does, it positions and takes the reflection, and then he begins to shine. What do I do with the word of God? The Bible says in Malachi, he said the sun of righteousness, S-U-N, S-U-N, shall arise with healings in his wings. What is he trying to say? All I need to do is to position and align myself with the sun of righteousness. I will spring out the same. You don't understand. All I need to do in this end time that they say is tough is to align myself to God's word. I will not produce my own word because I don't even have words to say. When I align myself to Him, I begin to speak the thing I'm receiving from Him. And what you now see, my circumstance will now be bright. Oh, you didn't get what I said. If this is what you get today, you can go home. All I need to do is to align myself with the Son of righteousness. And because of that, that's why when the moon is high in the sky, the night is bright. And when I align myself with Him, I collect His light, collect the brightness, and my situation that was dark before will begin to do what? Brighten up. And that's why God calls us that we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. The only thing is that many of us, we align ourselves to the news from CNN. We align ourselves to the Nigerian Stock Exchange. What do I do with the word of God? Number one, you must read it and you must study it. If this word of God is so important, what do I do with it? I must read it and I must study it. There's a difference between reading and studying. In your quiet time, you take scriptures and you read. But many, this year, you must block out once or twice in a week to do a comprehensive study of God's word. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 9 to 12. Open it. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 9 to 12. This was Moses instructing the people before he departed the earth. Now, you must understand that when Moses was saying this scripture, the law, that is the instructions of God, was not handy like all of us are holding it today. Are you listening to me? It was not handy. So that's why the Bible says, when the people of old saw the glory of the land, they were jealous. For you to read scriptures in the time of Jesus, you have to go to the temple, to the synagogue. Why? It takes about 55 sheep, drums of ink, and a scribe to sit down for one full year to write down the first 5 books of the Bible. So, look at what he was saying. That's why you are more powerful. That's why the enemy is against you. Because he knows that this word is readily available. The number one bestseller book in the whole world, every year, from year to year, check it, is the Bible. And you must understand this one, as it says this, you must understand that this word of God, then when Moses was given this instruction, if somebody was born, the moment this thing was read, the person will hear the word of God after 7 years. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 31, 9 to 12, it said that Moses commanded them, at the end of every 7 years, in the year for canceling debts, during the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God, at the place he will choose, you shall read this law, in other words, this instruction before them, in what? Their hearing. In their hearing. That's why it is a dangerous thing for you to pass a full day without hearing the word of God when you already have it with you. And that's why you should not have one translation of scriptures. These people were farmers. They were farmers. In other words, how will I read the scriptures to make it understandable to these farmers? They wrote it in their own language that they could understand. There are some Bible language you cannot understand. You should get many translations for you to understand and begin to practice this word of God. He said, do what? Gather them. In other words, after they have read that scripture and somebody was born the next day, the person will not hear the scriptures again until after 7 years. Look at your neighbor, say, I'm the greatest. You didn't say it very well. Say, I'm the greatest. You know why you are great? You carry this Bible every day. In the morning it's with you. In the afternoon it's with you. You can even buy this Bible for 200 naira. In time past, you have to be a millionaire to possess the Bible. Even Jesus did not carry this Bible the way you were carrying it now. He had to go to the temple to read it. Are you listening to me? The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. It says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. In other words, study scriptures. There are some things you will not understand. That's why you need to come to fellowship like this. You need to come to church. Because we grow together spiritually in community. He said, gather all of them. In other words, don't read them one by one. It's a community growth. That's why it's not called my father, it's called our father. Are you listening to me? You need to get relevant materials to study scriptures. There are tools to unveil and entangle this word of God. So that when you pick this word of God, you look at your situation, you smile. You align yourself with the Son of Righteousness. The situation was dark. All of a sudden, light comes. When God saw that there were chaos in the earth, He said, the whole earth was covered, darkness. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Isaiah chapter 9. For the people have seen a great light. Arise, shine, for the light. Listen, the light speaking there is the word of God. When your word comes, light has come. What you cannot see before, by reason of speaking the word. But you cannot speak the word if you have not read it and studied it. So I laugh when people they put Bible under their pillow to sleep. The word of God does not translate into your life by osmosis. Can I say it again? That you carry the Bible everywhere you go to, it's no guarantee that your life will not be full of chaos. The only thing David said, he said, thy word have I hidden in my heart. You cannot put the word of God upon your chest and it will enter your heart. Like some people do. When they face oppression in the night, they carry the Bible and they hold it on their heart, on their chest, and they sleep. God only had pity on you. You must read it. Tell your neighbor, say, read it. Study it. Say, read it. Study it. Listen, this year, you must make it a goal. The first goal that you should write in your life is how your life will move on spiritually. Not your job, not your anything, so that your character is built up. God is not interested in your job. Not that he doesn't want you to have job. Everything you are doing here will cease here. The only thing that will follow you to eternity is your character. And how do you develop character? The word of God. Number two, what do I do with the word of God? According to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, meditate on it. Meditate on it. Meditate on it. Your meditation is the process of updating your thoughts with God's thoughts. Can I say it again? Meditation is the process of updating your thoughts with God's thoughts. You know what? That's why you have in your computer the button refresh. You refresh your thoughts with God's thoughts. Meditation is the process of rumination that animals do. When they finish eating, they go down, they go back again. They regurgitate what they have eaten, they chew it again, swallow it again. The process continues. As you have read scriptures in the morning, take up one. You can write it down in a card, on a card. Put it in your pocket. Every time you put it in your heart. You are going through barrenness. You carry it. None shall be barren. It might not enter your life one day. But all of a sudden, when light comes, you will jump out of the bedroom one day and shout like everybody does not know, I am pregnant. And they look at your stomach. Your stomach is not, you say, this man is a fool. But you are telling everybody that cares to know, I cannot be poor. You are telling everybody that cares to know, I have already secured my admission. That is how you do it. You meditate. You don't only read it, you constantly update your thought. That's why the Bible says, the psalmist looked at the word, look at the things of God. He screamed, how wonderful are your works, how deep are your thoughts. The moment you update your thought with God's thought, because listen, sometimes God speaks through your thoughts. You might not hear a heavy voice. I say, I have come. Some of you, if you see angels, you will faint. But every time you take the word of God, what is meditation? Meditation is the process of planting scriptures in your heart so that you begin to see a different picture and begin to speak it. What happened to the person that said, I am pregnant? As the scripture was planted, she saw a different scripture, a different picture, and saw herself with her stomach bulging. She even saw herself delivering, and she screamed, I am pregnant. Many people want to use gimmicks to operate in the kingdom. You can't. You have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. And it is only the word that works in the kingdom. Are you listening to me? It's not your gimmicks. It's not because you are fine. What operates in this kingdom that we are is the word of God. And it's the word of God is the necessary ingredient to develop your faith. That is how it operates. And you must plant it in your heart by meditation. You must plant it in your heart by meditation. You must plant it in your heart by meditation. And that's why Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4 verse 8, he said, now brothers, whatsoever thing. Say, one final thing I want to tell you. He said, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about this, about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Listen, Nigeria's situation negates this thing. The only thing that is lovely, pure, admirable, worthy of praise and excellence, it's not miss and booms. The only thing that is pure, admirable, excellent, and worthy of praise is the word of God. He said, now, I advise you, Philippians, think on this thing. And as we round up, the next thing you need to do is not only to read it, study it, meditate on it, you then now practice it. In other words, you now put it to work. You now put it to work. You now put it to work. If you say you are pregnant and you go and buy clothes for your baby, you start making budget. If you say you will not have a husband, then you now start behaving like a wife. Because it's he that findeth a wife, not findeth a girl. You now put it to work by what you speak. When they say you don't have a husband, why are you saying you have a, they say you are blind, you cannot see. God, open our eyes to see. That's what Elijah told. As Elijah was, the servant was so afraid about the situation, he saw the situation. He looked at the servant and said, for those that are with us are more than they. He said, Father, for him to know, open his eye. So anytime somebody tells you are broke, he said, you cannot see. You did not see my car outside? He said, no. Father, open his eyes to see. And that's why you should not talk words that are full of fear. As you read it, study it, you meditate on it, your spirit man is built up. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 22 to 25, it says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey it, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Look at yourself, say, I'm a blessed man. Deuteronomy 28. It says, if you diligently hearken to my voice and obey it, I will do what? The blessing of God is in obedience. And the blessing of the Lord is what maketh rich and added no sorrow. You didn't say it very well. Listen, hear me. It is not your Harvard Business School or that you made first class that will make you to be rich. It's not because you are a fraudster that will make you to be rich. That is what is called worldly rich, and there's what is called true riches. True riches are what we have lost you. And true riches are the ones that will not build up pride. True riches are what you will look at and you will know that it's meant for me to make an impact in this society. You must understand that as you take the word, you need to practice it. You need to practice it. You need to practice it. It is not always all the time that I want to come to church, because my feeling says I'm tired. But you must understand, it's your, when you act the word of God, your feelings will follow. But many a times, many church people, believers, they feel and they act. No, I feel and I act. I feel, but I don't act what I feel. I act what the word of God says. He said, after doing all to stand, stand therefore, rise up on your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.